As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
The chancellor is on business, so her pinch hitter today is a very busy Chris Carroll. Chris is the dean of the School of Business, Logistics, and Supply Chain Management, and, if that's not enough, the School of Information Technology. Welcome aboard, Chris. Thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you for having me on the show again.
Well, we know if you have all of those titles, that's a business card that rivals Steve Bryant's, who has it front and back with all the things he's involved with. Here we are in October. We've got school up and running, and, well, with two big schools like that, how are you doing here in the first 8 weeks or 6 weeks or so?
To tell you, Mike, it was honestly wonderful to see all of the students in cars in the parking lot at the start of this semester. Students are coming back to campus now that COVID seems to be waning a little bit, and it's great to see them all coming back to campus. And you are right, as far as being busy and titles, they don't all fit on my business card. And if you add in that I'm actually now the dean over the new School of Entrepreneurship for the campus as well, then yeah, it gets even longer.
Well, that's three titles. All you need is two more, and then you have Monday through Friday covered. So I hope this is a break for you. Sit down, put your feet up. You know the rules too. If you pinch it for the chancellor, you get to go home early. I just write you a little note there, and out the door you go. All right, let's start in chronological order so we can help everybody out. The School of Business, Logistics, and Supply Chain Management. Boy, those are all words that are in the headlines, it seems like, every day. Or when I talk to my friends at Comprehensive Financial Consultants, what are you and your group doing at Ivy Tech to get folks ready to jump into the world of, well, that we know how important it's been here in the last, well, it's always important. We see when it breaks down how even more important it is.
Sure. Logistics is probably one of the big ones at the moment. A lot of people are experiencing delays or delays in getting equipment due to logistics issues globally. One of the cool things going on at the Ivy Tech campus is that we do offer the logistics programs. We have credentials all the way from our shorter term certificates or CTs all the way up through both of our 2-year degrees, our 2-year AS degree, which is applied science and it's a transfer degree, as well as our AAS, which is Associate of Applied Science, and those degrees are, we call, workforce degrees or prepare people to get into the workforce. A few years ago, Ivy Tech was approached by members of Crane Naval Surface Warfare Center to discuss how Ivy Tech could assist with a projected shortage of employees that they were going to experience over the next 5 years due to attrition, retirement, and growth. I got the pleasure of being tasked with working with local and statewide Ivy Tech leadership, as well as leaders at Crane and several of the contractors that support that Department of Defense ecosystem, to develop a actual college credential, a CT that's in logistics that focuses specifically on the Department of Defense ecosystem. After many collaborative meetings in February of this year, the Commission for Higher Education approved all Ivy Tech sites in Indiana to offer 4-credit financial aid approved DOD-specific CT. The first cohort of our students started this past March, and they'll complete this coming March. We're excited about that. The second cohort of students starts October 24th. There are a few seats left and time for folks to get enrolled by the 24th start date if they wish. If they do, they could reach out to Dr. Sydney Madi, SMMADI1@ivytech.edu, to reserve their seat.
Well, that's it, huh? That's all you got going on, just hanging out with the Department of Defense, hanging out with Crane, making sure that you get all these folks in there and scheduled. How valuable is that when Crane comes to you, Chris, and says, here's what we need, design this for, or design this together, well, design this together, that partnership has to be invaluable.
It was. We brought together, we had multiple meetings with Crane proper folks as well as the subcontractors that support them. We asked them to look through our current logistics credentials and said, what of that already exists benefits your future employees? What's lacking and what do we need to do with that? And we ended up building this CT that is 8 of the Ivy Tech courses, Five of them were pre-existing that they found value in that was already there. And what we did was identify three specific courses that we built from scratch with partnership between internal course developers at Ivy Tech and various volunteers from the contractors in Crane proper. So we built this credential specifically for their needs. They had input in it, and it's just gaining support everywhere.
Well, the interesting part, last week we talked to optometry and ophthalmology and all, but the placement from that program is 100%, and the jobs that they start at the hourly rate is around $17. When you get together with Crane and create these programs, this is a specialized program that you go through, knowing when you're done with it, you're going to be in the real world employed when you're finished. Tell me how important that is when you're looking at prospective students or people looking to try and change careers.
But as you said, it really is important. Students come here all the time scared, trying to either reskill, upskill, or go to college for the very first time. And when they do that, they want to make sure they're getting value for their dollar. We all know online there's all kinds of streaming resources available to students, but that doesn't put things together in a coherent fashion so that they can actually get from point A to point B, which is eventually a job or their four-year degree and then eventually a career. So having them knowing that they will have specialized courses that really no other candidates are going to have when they go to interview for those positions at Crane is going to put them a step ahead. We actually have Crane and contractor personnel teaching our courses for us. They're credentialed per our credentialing standards, so they're actually here engaged with the students. I got to go down and meet with the students that are in the first cohort and have a Q&A session and a debriefing with them to find out what was working, what wasn't, what the challenges were. And it was great to just hear them talk about how the things they actually were learning that week were applicable in the jobs they were doing right then and there. And again, having that leg up and the specific DOD training and skills that are lacking elsewhere, really in the nation, it's a leg up for our students.
Well, yeah, then there's nothing that's lost in translation. They're writing the recipe book, and you just have to put all the ingredients in the bowl. That's, again, a great partnership, and that's what we're trying to do, Ivy Tech. Bringing in folks, partnering with local businesses, so everybody wins. That's how we want it to do. And coming up for Next Level Jobs this month, that's going to be October 25th at 6 p.m. This is focusing on workforce-ready credentials as well. Who are we targeting at the end of this month, Chris?
At the end of this month, I believe we're targeting advanced manufacturing here at our campus, which wouldn't necessarily be our areas, but the last 2 months, our school spotlights were for logistics or the School of Business, which we focused on logistics and entrepreneurship and what's going on there new with our entrepreneurship program and the new school, as well as our School of IT and all the new things that were going on in there.
And the new, and you talked about the new schools of information technology. I mean, we haven't even got to that yet. And then you have the brand new of entrepreneurship. We'll get to that in a minute. Tell me about IT. Everybody's using right now. We're recording this, and we're going to talk about this and make sure all of our systems work. And who are you looking to train, educate, and move on in that school?
To be honest, it's the entire workforce for Indiana.
That's about right. Yep.
You name the field. IT has grown. I was an Ivy Tech student 20 years ago. Back then, we had two different flavors of IT to choose from. Today, in the School of IT, that actually is a school that's no longer a subset of business, we have 8 specific programs, and we're constantly being asked to incorporate new technologies as they arise. So we're really looking to retrain, reskill, upskill, provide new skills, but we're training the workforce of Indiana in the School of IT. The cybersecurity, how important that is worldwide, cyber attacks. We're training people for that. That's another partnership that we have kind of with Crane to work for Crane proper in IT. One has to at least have this CompTIA Security Plus certification, and that's our first level security course in our IT degrees, our cybersecurity degrees.
when we talk about cybersecurity and IT and all of the eight different things, is this very similar? Is this also for kids coming out of high school, going to college for the first time, people changing careers? There's no specific angle on this, correct? Everybody can be interested.
Everybody can. Even at your any organization, somebody could behoove to take some security courses to learn smarter practices and better practices when they're online.
And that's why the Ivy Tech world is so important, because it doesn't take 4 years, 6 years, or whatever it does to do this. These are very concise and precise courses everybody takes. And Chris Carroll, the dean of the School of Business, Logistics, and Supply Chain Management, the School of Information Technology, and now the dean of the School of Entrepreneurship. Well, I'm exhausted. What are you doing over there? This is getting everybody ready for the other side of the business world, more of the ideas and creations and putting together business plans.
That's right. The entrepreneurship program we used to have underneath the School of Business statewide that has grown and been revamped, if you will. It is now called the Garatoni School of Entrepreneurship and Innovation. So if I have to write School of all of that on my business card, it gets really, really long.
Three-sided business card. It's a triangle now. It's 3D modeling.
A business cube, I guess. Basically, the past year, the entrepreneurship program moved out from under the School of Business to be a statewide standalone school. The new school realigned its curriculum to use the Regional Innovation and Startup Education Platform, or RISE platform. And this new platform, this new approach to teaching entrepreneurial skills, is grounded in practical versus theoretical learning. It actually has students go through and create businesses as part of the course, not just learn about it. They actually have to meet with investors and work on prototypes and work on their sales pitches. And when they're done, they're prepared to launch their business. Now, not all of them, we completed our first pilot. Not all students actually had a business up and running. They were in different phases, but out of the 10 students that completed the first cohort, three of them started actual businesses, launched them by the time it was said and done. So we're getting ready to run our second cohort, which will start this coming January. And again, enrollment is limited. I encourage anyone that would like to be part of this and get a high or a college credential while starting their own business to reach out to my department chair over the entrepreneurship program, Dr. Sidney Madi. And again, his email address is smmadi1@ivytech.edu. It's great seeing the people start their own business, actually, not just book learning, but walking away with something tangible.
Now, Chris, to get into this program, you tell me there's limited spots. Is there an application? Do you fill out a form? Do you just have to have a great idea? Who are we targeting here?
Again, we're targeting everyone.
Great.
Recently, the curriculum committee just approved making sure that the entrepreneurship CT, which actually is the courses that build the business, are available for high school dual credit students to take. Anyone that just has a good idea can enroll in the program. The prereqs are pretty minimal to get in. As they work through it, of course, they'll have to pick up some skills. The school also offers a two-year degree, and in it, students will take all of the entrepreneurship courses that we offer so that they know how to start a business, but the bulk of their concentration would come from another area. So they could take a group of IT courses, approved IT courses, and learn how to start maybe an IT consulting business, or if they're in our hospitality program, they can get their two-year degree in entrepreneurship and focus on culinary or cooking or baking to start their own business. So it's really flexible, and anyone can enroll in it.
That's fantastic. The doors are open for everybody. And if you would just to like to see what's out there in the general studies world, well, that's possible too. And I know Jenny would kill me if I didn't tell you or point out, classes will be starting Monday, October 24th. Make sure you're aware of that. Fall 2022, the second part, Getting close, getting close, right around the corner. So make sure you do that. And if you have any questions about spring or what's next in 2023, there are plenty of folks at Ivy Tech that would love to help you out. Chris, great job today. And people listening, well, let's give them your contact information one more time, or who they need to get a hold of. It can't be you. You've got three departments to run. Who do they need to reach out to, and what are the best ways of doing that?
I would say that anyone that was listening that would want to reach out to me personally. I'm happy to put you in connection with the department chair that oversees those programs, or I personally can answer all your questions, and am happy to. My contact information is rcarroll, R-C-A-R-R-O-L-L, at ivytech.edu. And Dr. Sydney Mahdi, who is over top of the entrepreneurship program and the logistics cohorts with the limited seats. Again, his contact information is smmadi1 at ivytech.edu.
It's just that simple. Hey, thank you so much for the insight today. We really appreciate it. And I know, running three departments, we'll talk to you again down the road, Chris. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike.